It's funny how sometimes companies make these items and they're really popular and other times they're not. Like, did you see that Oreos is teamed up with a wine company and they're putting out an Oreo flavored wine? Did you see that?
That sounds like a terrible idea. Then again, I'm not really much of a wine drinker now. I am an Oreo eater, and I'll eat it with or without milk if you're asking. Thank you very much. And I never split them and lick the cream.
Yeah, I don't know.
I bite the whole Oreo.
So I'm not sure if that's going to be very popular, but did you see that the KFC fire logs are back because they were so successful last year?
Obviously. Hello.
Yeah, so KFC took Christmas Yule logs to another level, and what they did is they introduced this fire log that when you burn it, it smells like their fried chicken. It's called the 11 Herbs and Spices Fire Log. You can buy it at Walmart.com for $15.88.
Oh, that's cool, because most of the time when somebody puts out something special like this, it's like, oh, it was on our website at 12:02 in the morning. We're sold out.
Yeah, no, you could get it. And they have to put it right on top of like the advertising. It says not actually fried chicken.
Well, we can't have random people just biting into this thing. You know, do you light a fire for Christmas?
No, because, you know, I don't like to light fires in my house because I think it smells like sausage. I have a thing where I have a fireplace.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds terrible, but I don't like the way the house smells after a fire is burned. So I've never, ever lit it. Ever. Yeah.
We have fake fireplaces. So it's like propane that you turn it on. And to me, like, the aesthetic is all right, but then I can smell just a little bit of the propane. So I don't light it because I want it to be genuine. You know, it seems like a good idea to put a chicken log in there. Do you ever turn on the Yule log station?
No, because during the holidays, like during Christmas, we always just keep the 24 hours of Christmas of A Christmas Story on.
Oh, so do I.
Do you?
That's the best.
Yeah.
Right. Except when it's actual present opening time. At that point, at least one TV, you know, even though it's on top of an entertainment center, you would swear it's so lifelike with the HD that there's a roaring fire going on in there.
But here's the big question. Who wants this KFC log that smells like fried chicken? Because then your house just smells like fried chicken. You're just hungry all the time.
Well, somebody better be bringing chicken.
The holidays are here, and in the midst of buying gifts for everybody, decorating your house, you also have to remember, how are you going to decorate yourself? Like, what are you going to wear to all these parties and events that you have to go to again?
Listen, looking good is always a challenge, especially if you're out of practice socially.
Yep.
On top of that, you've got like supply chain issues. So you got to work with what's out there. Where can I find good stuff?
Yeah. Diana Barros is the Budget Babe. You can visit her online at thebudgetbabe.com. Follow her on Instagram at Budget Babe on Instagram. She has the best tips. So, Diana, when you post stuff on Instagram, I'm like, oh my God, that looks so beautiful. And then I look and I realize it's like $12 shirts and like $15 shoes. And I'm like, how does she do it? Where does she find these things?
Thank you. That's my strange talent, I guess, is just trying to find the budget finds that you can make look good.
So I've been seeing lately that all these stars are wearing cat suits. Can you please tell me that I don't have to wear a cat suit to a Christmas party?
Meow.
Oh, my goodness. No, you don't have to do that. I know those are trending. You could try a jumpsuit. That's another alternative. But I have some other options that are far from cat suit territory.
Beautiful. Let's hear them.
So I think, you know, people are ready to get dressed up. And we're seeing a lot of sequins, velvet, the faux leather, faux fur. One item I love are the sequin joggers. It's kind of like your favorite quarantine pant gets glam makeover. So look for a sequin jogger.
One of my girlfriends, Elin, she just sent me a picture of her wearing sequin joggers. And she's like, I rented these from Rent the Runway, that website where you rent clothes.
Right.
Yeah, for a rehearsal dinner that we have to go to. And I've been seeing them all over the place. But where can you get them for cheap, Diana?
So I've seen them at Walmart and also Amazon.
You know, I'm a big fan of the Amazon clothes, Diana. I order it. I can get whatever I want. And it's there the next day, too. Super convenient.
I'll make you laugh. My mom went to Amazon and she put in the search bar Nordstrom dresses.
Yeah.
So she didn't really understand that you have to go to the Nordstrom website to buy dresses there.
They own their own dresses.
So then she ordered a dress, thinking she was ordering from Nordstrom. And she says, oh my gosh, it came in this Amazon bag. And I was like, no, you ordered that from Amazon. She's like, I thought it was a really good deal for $40. And it was. It was like a beautiful little black dress.
You know, your mom is actually onto something, because that is one of my secret tips for finding things on Amazon, is to search for brand names. And then Amazon will show you similar items. So your mom was doing the right thing by typing in Nordstrom.
Oh my gosh. My mom's an influencer.
She's ahead of her time. Fantastic.
All right. So where else should we be going and looking for these holiday outfits?
Well, Anna, I wanted to tell you that flare jeans are back. They're so flattering. If you're sick of the mom jeans, the high waist, the boyfriend, flares are back in boot cuts. So you could pair that with a pretty sweater, look for something that has some embellishment. And Target, love Target. They have all these trends.
I love the flare jean look. It's my favorite look. I think it's the most flattering on me. I'm very short. You put a pair of platforms and I look taller and leaner. It's like the best.
Diana, let's say that I'm not comfortable handing out fashion gifts for any of my family or friends. What can I do to just show up with a little something?
You know, I saw the most unique gift idea on Instagram the other day. An account called Amazing Finders shared a sangria gift basket. And what they did is they just put all the ingredients that you need to make sangria along with a recipe into a drink dispenser, tie it off with a bow. I mean, who doesn't love sangria?
That's a great idea. All right, you want to follow Diana for yourself? She's the Budget Babe. You can find her online at thebudgetbabe.com and definitely follow her on Instagram at Budget Babe. 20% of Americans say they are constantly tired. I'm one of those people. My boss said, you got to figure it out. You're always so exhausted after the show. You need to figure out a way to stay awake. So every day this week, it's different hacks to wake up. I have to be honest, Raven, I was not a fan of yesterday's hack when it was happening.
Being, you know, having water thrown in your face?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't sound very pleasant at all. I don't blame you.
So you're supposed to spray water in your face, and then if you really need it, full glass of cold, ice-cold water right to the face. Mm. It's never happened to me before. You know how you see, like, those TV shows where, like, when they get mad at a bar, they get, like, a
drink
thrown
at them? Right,
somebody
hits on somebody and says something inappropriate, and you throw a drink in their face?
That's never happened to me. So yesterday was the first time I've ever had a drink thrown in my face.
Yeah.
It jolted me awake all day.
It also made your mascara run and you look a little bit like Courtney Love.
Yeah, but it's okay. In the grand scheme of things, to be awake, I'll look like Courtney Love for a little bit.
Okay.
But it did wear off last night because I had a giant cappuccino and then I went to get a wax, my eyebrows waxed.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep in the chair getting my eyebrows waxed.
Nice.
Which I thought was completely
impossible.
Most people
can't do that while you're receiving pain at the same time.
No problem
I'm with
for
you.
Me.
I've fallen asleep in the dentist chair so many times. It's crazy.
I was like, oh my God, I hope I wasn't snoring. The ladies didn't say anything, so I don't know.
You were snoring.
I was definitely probably snoring. But today's hack is interesting because what you're supposed to do is pick a song that revs you up and you're supposed to continuously listen to a 10-second snippet of it throughout the entire day. So anytime you start feeling tired, you re-pump it up, listen to 10 seconds, and it's supposed to re-motivate you for the next few hours until you have to do it again.
Not that I don't get pumped up when I hear Olivia Rodrigo or Justin Timberlake or whatever, but after a consensus meeting with the bosses, we came up with the answer being heavy metal or hard rock for you.
Okay, all so right. Let me hear my options.
Yeah, we're going to start first with this little gem. Master of Puppets from Metallica. Bam, bam, bam.
I don't know. I feel like I could fall asleep to that one.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Yeah. Give me another option.
All right. We'll do something a little bit more classic. How about Eddie Van Halen? You waking up blowing the speakers with Eruption.
I definitely don't want this. There's no world where I want to listen to this all day long on a 10-second loop.
I mean, there was a time when he played that guitar with his teeth.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not going to wake me up. It's not going to wake me up.
If he went on stage and he was, you know, lit up enough, he'd be like, all right.
I could fall asleep right now. Right now, I could fall asleep.
All right. I see I've got to tap into something that, you know, you were a little bit more of your law-breaking side, a little bit naughty, bad Anna back in the day here. This will remind you of that person. Yeah. Huh?
This one I could sign off on more. This one is all right.
It's all right.
This reminds me of, like, the high school football games when I was a cheerleader.
Right. And you would jump up.
Pumped up.
Oh, top of the pyramid.
While the Crusaders came running on the field.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the screams or the sirens or whatever, but there's something about Guns N' Roses that still gets me fired up to this day.
Do I have any other options?
Yeah. Go way, way back to the Prince of Darkness there. Ozzy,
no.
Black Sabbath.
I don't want this. You can stop it right now. I don't want it. Like, there's nothing about this that wants me to stay awake. Absolutely nothing.
Even with the cool little thing that makes his voice do that thing?
No. Who wants that? These are terrible selections.
I'm just saying that this is what they came up with.
Last one.
You can't miss. The Ramones.
This one, I always feel like I'm going to have a stroke when I listen to it.
Here's the thing about this song. Nobody actually knows what anybody's saying there, but they're excited about it.
24 hours ago, and then I don't know the rest.
That's it.
I'm going to go with Guns N' Roses. I'll listen to Guns N' Roses all day and report back tomorrow.
You should go get a tattoo.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's really the little things that make us go crazy, right? What are they? 1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text.
If you act shocked every time a Christmas card shows up at your house, Anna, and then immediately launch into a guilt-ridden tirade about how we were meant to give cards this year, we're going to be adults this year, blah, 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 blah. That's all I need to know about you.
I just would like to say that in my car right now are all my cards. You know today is National Christmas Card Day, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
They'll give a national day to anybody. Yeah,
they're fake things anyway, but I saw that today in the news and I was like, oh, how interesting, because my cards are stamped, they are addressed, they are stuffed, they are creative, and they are ready to go. And you know what, Raven?
What?
I am still sending you and Alicia one, your wife.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Even though Raven has never in his life given me a Christmas card.
We don't send Christmas cards.
Well, you know what? Maybe you should, because you're a grown-up.
You know what? I'm also just going to put this one out there, too, because it's that time of year where these will show up also. If you're the person who puts the annual recap in your Christmas card, the typewritten letter for your distant family members, your second cousins, or people that barely even know you, that's all I need to know about you. Why is it that and the thing is you only get those letters from people that you could not care less about what it is that they did all year.
It's so funny you say that, because I usually do like a funny picture or something, but I never write the recap.
Right.
But this year I wrote a recap.
Come on, did you really?
And Hayden signed off on it, my older daughter. She thought it was very funny. And then at the end, that like last minute when I was doing the cards, I was like, I'm not going to do
it. You pulled back.
But you want to know what it was going to say?
What's that?
It says 2021. Dakota is a biter.
Yeah, right.
Usually my little one bites people at school. Hayden got cast as the old male troll in the Frozen play at school.
You know what? Hey.
Paul is still at war with our dog for domination of the house, and I blew out my right knee. That was going to be what I was going to write, and then I was like, I don't know. It seems really down.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. Your recap seems a lot better than the ones that I would typically get. It'd usually be like an aunt who I barely know or don't care about riding an elephant in India, telling me about how her life is so much more interesting than ours. You know, that's the thing. If you're going to write one of those letters, it can't be pretentious.
Yeah.
It's the season of giving.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yes.
It's funny. I went to church on Sunday, and I understand when you have little ones, to keep them distracted, you have to use screens. I'm guilty. Dakota, my 3-year-old, I will put a screen in front of her anytime she starts acting out to avoid embarrassment and all that.
Sure.
But if your 13-year-old is playing video games on his phone during church, that's all I need to know about you. They were sitting right in front of me, and I was like, it's one thing if you're a small child.
Yeah.
It's another thing when you've got to be like 13, 14 years old and your mom is standing right next to you, you know, letting you do that. Like, it's church.
Right.
Like, I know you're bored. We're all bored.
Who's worse? Who's the bigger villain? All right. Mm-hmm. The 13-year-old that's playing with their device in church or whatever, or the adult who's anywhere else in the world and has his phone with the audible text, the audible, the beeps, the dings, the tones, all that. I mean, and at a volume that you would never understand whatsoever, whether it's a car dealership or a restaurant or whatever, like, you're an adult.
Yeah.
No, turn it off. Who cares that you've got another text message? I don't.
100%. It's the little things that drive us crazy. What drives you nuts? 1-800-330-9999.
Hey, Anna and Raven, let's see who called the Santa tip line today.
Santa needs your help. He asks us every year to reach out to you and find out who's been naughty and who's been nice. And you can report back by calling the Santa tip line at 833-431-0905. Leave a message 24 hours a day.
Message received last Friday.
Hi, Santa. I'm calling to nominate my son Joshua to the naughty list. Do not bring him his Christmas present. He is refusing to do any interview with this Christmas without the support and the other places that need our help the most. I am not happy about this. He should not get a Christmas gift. Thank you.
Message deleted.
You're in big trouble when your mom is calling.
And she nominated him for the naughty list.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know you can nominate. Like, the way she said it,
yeah.
It was like, There was no turning back at this point.
She's like, listen, I know I probably won't get into heaven if I just straight put him on the naughty list, yeah. but I'm telling you that you should take a hard look at it. Pay attention here. And he's not volunteering enough.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Message received yesterday.
Hey, Santa, do you remember me? It's the girl that you let Anna Zapp go to my school 2 years ago. Yep, that's me, Olivia. I just wanted to say thank you for making that happen. But there's something missing. I didn't get to see Raisin yet. Well, I know why. I remember Anna saying that he was on the naughty list. Yeah, that doesn't sound good. Maybe you can let him go to my school. I am now located in Sci-Fi Side. You can go to the office to see where 7th grade is at, because now we change classes. Thank you for making my wishes come true. Bye.
That's so funny. So
Olivia used to call quite a bit.
Yeah. Was that a couple years ago? I don't remember what it was, but I remember that Olivia had called the Santa tip line and said, Santa, if you can make my dream come true and make Anna Zapp come to my school. So Santa called me mm-hmm. and was like, Anna, I need a big favor.
I need
to go to Olivia's school. And I remember showing up, and I have to tell you, it was one of those I don't have a whole lot of emotion, I guess. But her face when I walked in that door.
My cold, dark exterior cracked. From this small child.
Her face when I walked through the classroom door and I was like, is Olivia here? I mean, her mouth just dropped. It's nice to hear from you, Olivia.
What happened? I couldn't make it that day, I guess, huh?
We were on Christmas break.
Oh, that's right.
And yet,
I do remember
and
now.
You were on the naughty list, so Santa wasn't going to let you go behaving yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens this time, right? Yeah, if I get the message.
Yeah.
Message received yesterday.
Hey, Santa, I just want to let you know, it's me and my lady on the phone right now, and my lady's having my baby right now. I just want to let you know, she has been very, very naughty, giving me a bad time, and she be getting a hard time. But me, I've been really, really nice. I'm just letting you know, Santa, I'm sure you already know, she's been naughty with me, but I've been really nice all year, I promise. Just letting you know, Santa. All right.
I hope he survives this.
I mean, your wife is pregnant. She's having your baby.
Yeah.
What are you talking about putting her on the naughty list?
Listen, he's just reaching out for help.
I mean,
right?
What?
This is a state of desperation. All right. And I've heard this tone in a man's voice before.
Okay.
And he just needs help. But be careful, man. You are treading on dangerous ground.
Santa tip line, 833-431-0905. Raven picks them. It's three news stories from the week, but you only hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is. Raven, you ready for your three options?
Give it to me.
Number one, writing joke lands man seat as elected official.
Perfect.
Number two, burglars cause $15,000 of damage to steal $200 worth of fake jewelry.
Oh, God.
And number three, teacher who brought karaoke machine to school asked to leave.
I saw that one, actually. I'm going to go with write-in elected official because I've always been amazed at when a cat or a beaver or somebody wins an election. Mm-hmm. And I always thought, you know, there'd be a chance that somebody wrote me in one time and I'd win in a landslide and not know it.
Okay. I'm hoping one day that actually happens to us. But a guy voted in his local election last month. He mm-hmm. wrote in his own name for inspector of elections.
Okay.
And, well, here he is talking about it.
Several positions, and they were just blank, you know, with no candidates running at all. Thought it was prime opportunity to sort of jump in and write my name in for a couple of the positions.
I mean, smart, right?
For a couple of them.
A few of them. I'm available.
Hedge your bets and be like, you know what? I can do it. What time is lunch?
So he shared this information with his wife when she was going to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, sure, you've got my vote.
And I said, wow, there's two votes already.
Yeah. So he's got two votes for him for this elected officials. And then all of a sudden, randomly, the wife goes to the mailbox.
Guess what I got, what letter I got in the mail? And I was like, I don't know, like a holiday card. And then he's like, I won the election.
He won.
You imagine.
The best thing
two
that's
votes.
Ever happened.
Two votes.
Yeah.
Now, did they give a tally after?
Yeah,
just nobody ran for that whatsoever.
Nobody
so it was
ran.
Just two votes.
So I guess what happens
oh
is that
gosh.
there's two people that are elected to the position every 4 years.
Okay.
So it was one empty seat, and then the other person's name was on the ballot, but he picked up the second seat.
Yeah.
So here is the county's election director talking about the situation.
Sure.
You know, while some people may jokingly write in their spouse or their neighbor, we hope they understand that there are serious reasons that these offices are on the ballot. We welcome these opportunities where someone who didn't maybe expect to, but, you know, they always say it only takes one vote.
Or in this case, two.
This guy's so mad.
He's so mad.
That guy, that official is so mad. He's like, why didn't I think of this?
I dedicated my life to this.
I see this all the time in my town. You'll see somebody win an election with 110 votes, and when you read that, you're like, wait a minute.
Right.
Like, I've had parties larger than that. Like, I could win this thing
Facebook
tomorrow.
Friends. Yeah.
And then, of course, he wants to talk about how serious this position is or whatever. Give me a break, man. And the guy's going to get paid for it. You're just mad.
I realize that there's a couple positions that I researched. They're like lesser positions that I think I could probably win as like a write-in vote.
Sure.
First, planning and zoning. Mostly because I don't know what they do, but I know whenever I have to go to planning and zoning, it's terrible and nobody calls me back. I go, if my job is to not call people back and then just reject the permits, I'm in. I could do that all day long.
Here's the thing. Even the professionals that are very, very good at their job doing planning and zoning, there's at least half the population in their area that hates that person.
Right.
Because they don't agree with them.
All right. Well, here's one that I definitely know I'm good at. And I don't know what the job entails.
Yeah.
But it's called Liquor Control Board President.
Oh, great.
I just imagine there's a giant room somewhere in the town filled with Jaeger and Coors Lights.
No.
And you have the key that you get to just go in and out and, I don't know, refill. I'm not sure what it entails, but
that's the Eagles Club
board.
Or the VFW. That's not that's not actually an elected position.
I want to win to be president of that place, all right?
Well, good luck. You know, if you get you and your husband to write it in, maybe that'll happen next time.
With you, that's three votes. It's so nice to see your sister. I can't believe how big she got. All right, the Nuckwee brothers, and now sister joining in, are no strangers to our show. We've watched them growing up through the years. You first came on when the first time you went on Shark Tank with your family. I remember that you had the kudo bands. But tomorrow night, you're going to be making history as the first time the same children have appeared on Shark Tank twice. Ion and his sister Sophia, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Anna and Raven. We're so excited to be here. It's always so nice to see some familiar faces. We love talking to you guys.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see that your growth, you know, for all of you. And what an innovative family, right? Mm-hmm. Entrepreneurs from day one, always coming up with creative ideas. You know, you mentioned the kudo bands, but you kind of gave us the insight to your next invention, and we said, as soon as you told us, that's a $1 million idea.
Yeah, it's crazy. Last time we were here, we were just talking about, oh, I can't tell you everything yet, but you have this product. And now we're going back on Shark Tank. Sophia actually has a product of her own this time. Why don't you talk about that?
I can't tell you yet, but I have an idea of a product.
Wait a minute. So you have an idea as well, and you're also teasing us right now. So the next time you guys come back, we'll now be talking about your product.
Probably.
All right. What are your parents putting in your milk? All right. So second time going on Shark Tank. Now, Mickey, your older brother, who was with you the first time around, he's in high school now. He's too cool for us. He can't come back to the show.
That's right. He's working too hard at school. But what is it you're going to be talking to the sharks about tomorrow?
Tomorrow, we have a product called Ornament Anchor, which is basically a simple and easy way to keep your ornaments safe on your Christmas tree. So it's a replacement for hooks and ribbons.
You brought them to us last time you were here, and they're on my tree right now. So this is basically a way to secure the heavy ornaments. You gave me, I don't know, maybe like 15 of them, and I call them the ones we only use for the really important ornaments.
That's right.
Yeah. Because you use those for like the precious ornaments that you've had for a while, not just your cheap plastic ones, but the ones that like your great-grandmother gave to you.
So this is an ornament anchor that allows you to wrap around the tree and secure it in such a manner that it will never come off. So you use them inside for your important ornaments. I use them on the tree out front of my house. And I mean, there's been 30, 40, 50 mile per hour winds. These are cheaper ornaments, but I just don't want them ending up in my neighbor's yard. So I use them on the decorative trees in my yard, and they work amazing.
When Shark Tank reached out to you to come back, were you surprised? Were you happy?
It was pretty intense because they never tell you anything. It's always not confirmed.
And it was very like nerve-wracking when like you had those like meetings and stuff, and like you didn't know if you were gonna keep going or if you would just stop right there, and then you never had a chance to go back on.
Yeah. Sophia, who was your favorite shark?
Damon, I think.
Yeah.
Because he was like very nice and stuff. He was nice to me.
He's nice to you. Yeah, I get that. ornament anchor was an idea that you came up with a couple years ago, and I remember when you came in to tell us about it. The invention convention was part of that. Now, last year, am I remembering this number right? You sold $400,000 worth of them?
Around there, yeah. We sold $400,000 worth. We got to donate $20,000 last year to the largest no-kill animal shelter in the world because we've always liked animals and we wanted to give back. So it's absolutely amazing. It's been a crazy journey.
Obviously, the big question that I have, and I already know what the answer is going to be, is you can't tell me what's going to happen tomorrow night on the show.
I mean, we can't tell you, but if you watch it, you'll see. You know, you never know what happens. We could get a deal, we could not get a deal.
I mean, I thought the big question was going to be, did you bring us some more ornament anchor samples?
Yeah.
Oh, actually,
or more importantly, give me one of your ideas, Sophia. Please, give me your idea.
No.
When we found out that Candy Kane, a.k.a. Candace Kane, from Gemelli Film wanted to talk to us about making my Hallmark movie, we were like, that seems fake. But then we looked at it. I mean, this is really what you do. You make Christmas movies.
I do. I make other things, too, but I'm kind of no. I mean, my name is Candy Kane. You know, I married into it, but I do make Christmas movies. I make other things, but Christmas movies are kind of my bread and butter.
This is like your time of the year, right, Candy? I mean, you're headed off to an event right now.
I am a content partner with PureFlix, and I have a television series with them called Welcome to Hope. They wanted a standalone Christmas movie, so it's Welcome to Hope, a holiday homecoming. And since it's standalone, we also made it, you know, just a holiday homecoming. So I'm working with a bunch of people in Illinois, and we're doing a premiere just to show what the film industry can do in that small area. And then we also have a screening of it at the Cinema Arts Center in Patchogue on the 19th.
So my Hallmark idea film, which now forget Hallmark. I don't even want you anymore. Now I want Gemelli Films.
Well, here's the funny thing. I'm actually Alexandra Smith and Ian Price, who are the decision makers over at Hallmark, are acquaintances of mine.
Oh, well, so we love Hallmark. Yep. I mean, we'd love to start there, all right? We want to run this thing all around the world. I mean, they started this idea.
What we do is, you know, we make movies. And then I shop them around because we also have a distribution arm of my company. So I have the ability to bring films once they're completed to Hallmark and so forth, rather than having Hallmark create it, Gemelli Films creates it and then sells it.
So what do you think of my idea of Mrs. Claus is dead? Now, it's nothing bad against her. She just died of old age because eventually, you know, people, they go up to heaven or whatever. And now there's a single mom who lives in the city, and she's raising three kids, and she's jaded, and her Christmas spirit is gone. But meanwhile, Santa Claus is sad in the North Pole. He's still making toys and being jolly and all that, but he misses the companionship of a woman. Kids come together to hook up Santa and their mom. You think that this could actually be a story that we could bring to life?
I think you need to stop talking about it.
Okay.
Because people will hear it and steal it from you. If you don't have that copywritten, especially on the platform, you better keep your mouth shut because somebody will steal it. It is a good idea. I think you need to make it less sad.
I do remember in, Santa Claus 2 or 3, didn't he get a super hot Mrs. Claus after that too? I don't know if they had to kill Mrs. Claus for that one. Like a super hot Mrs. Claus was just, you know, it was in the plan. At some point, they had to work that part out.
There's so many different things that you could do because you could also turn Mrs. Claus into an independent woman where she's like, she still has her youth and she's like, you know what, I'm done. And other than having her
die. Right.
Let's say all of a sudden Mrs. Claus is like, yep, that's it. I'm done. I'm out. And she leaves. All of a sudden Santa becomes hot so we can attract a wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're just spitfiring. You know? I mean, look at this theater.
Right?
This is a volcano of ideas.
All right.
All I smell is money.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Why do you smell anything? This is my idea.
Hey, listen, I said 10% 15... for doing the trailer.
Right,
was
10%.
It not the trailer that got her to call?
All right.
You must have been pretty excited about that trailer.
I got to be completely honest. A girlfriend of mine reached out to me. She's like, Candy, Anna and Raven, they have a Christmas movie idea. I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't even hear the trailer, so I would love a link. Really need you to send it to me so I could listen to it.
Candy, it's coming to you right now. We'll send it to you. And I will email you so we can set up lunch. And I am very excited. And I would also like to be cast as a lead role. I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Stop it.
But I was an extra on Law and Order once, and I think I could probably carry it.
She was girl eating hot dog number two.
I ate it viciously.
Yeah, and it wasn't even a hot dog.
It was cold.
And there was at least, what, 7 takes?
Ew.
It was so much hot dogs I had to eat. What's your home remedy? the thing you do to cure whatever ailment you have. 1-800-330-9999. I saw yesterday that Listerine had to issue a statement saying that it does not cure COVID.
Oh, okay.
Because remember at the beginning of the pandemic, everybody was saying, like, I don't know if it was a rumor or whatever, that's saying, like, if you use Listerine, that it reduces your chances of getting COVID or something like that.
I do remember some nonsense like that. I also do remember the press conference where the president suggested that maybe we could drink cleaning products.
He was kidding.
Disinfectants. I do know that.
Don't do that.
I do know that he was kidding, and I got the joke right at that moment. I mean, even if America didn't, I got it.
But it made me start thinking, like, the fact that Listerine had to put that out. But people grow up listening to these home remedies, and they truly believe them. And,
sure.
And the truth is that I think some of them work. I really, truly do. I mean, I come from, my parents are from Italy, so there's a lot of stuff that they've made up over the years that, like, to me are gospel. Like, that's like a real thing.
And to other people would sound like pure insanity.
Yeah.
I know as a Portuguese family, like, a lot of our stuff involves cod oil. I just don't like fish oil in general. I don't want that to be the savior.
One of my good girlfriends, Christina, she's Albanian. And so Dakota, my little one, my toddler, she's three. She spiked a fever about 104 last Thursday night.
Scary.
So Friday morning, we were texting about it. And she's like, oh, did you wrap her feet yet in the white vinegar? And I said, what?
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 Like, wait,
she
a
goes,
minute, what?
Go get a rag, soak it in white vinegar. And she's like, and just wrap her feet. Leave the toes out and leave the heels out. Just wrap around the center of the feet. She's like, that's it'll break the fever.
That's the thing.
Right.
That's the thing you have to do.
And I was
it's
like,
day five. How come you haven't done that yet?
Well, I was like, all right. So I
gave it a shot.
And it went down to 101, but I don't know if it was also the Motrin and like the Tylenol 2 hours later and the Alta. I mean, who knows, right? Right?
It was the witchcraft. It was the combination of all those things, as long as it works.
But there's some home remedies that you grow up swearing by. What are they? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
So ever since I was a kid, I've been drinking tequila with tea. When I was in elementary school, my school janitor actually brought it in one day after I told her I wasn't feeling very well.
Wait
a minute.
What?
You think she was just walking around with a hot toddy like she was some sort of like paramedic?
Wait.
No. What happened was your janitor had a flask of tequila and was like, here, put it in a little bit of that tea. And you went back to class feeling fine.
Wait a minute. A janitor at a school gave you tequila when you were a child?
Yeah, Miss Anita, fifth grade.
Man, the 70s were wild, man.
But it worked?
Honestly, it does work. It clears you out better, way better than you think it would. It really does.
I mean, how many times do, like, all the old Italian ladies in my family, they say, like, with the tea thing, so just put a little bit of rum on your finger, rub a little bit of rum. I'll never do it because I just feel like that's asking for problems with a baby. But, I mean, fifth grade? Nope, still a hard no. Yeah.
I think we've learned enough that you can't play with that.
I remember I used to cure all my sister's warts by cutting a potato in half, putting it on her wart, and then burying the potato in the yard.
That's the craziest nonsense I ever heard before in my life.
No, that was a real thing.
Yeah.
And I believed it because that's how you got rid of warts, according to my mom. My sister believed it, and it worked.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'd leave it up to science if I had a wart myself, but...
Also, if you have the flu, you're supposed to slice onions and put them in your socks.
What is it with this? With people being exposed to it by the socks,
right?
Mm-hmm. Putting it in your body. I mean, I don't think of my feet as the place where I'm absorbing things, but I guess maybe I am.
I mean, think about it. Reflexology, it uses all your feet, right? We're asking, what is your home remedy? My daughter, my little one, she had a fever of 104, and one of my girlfriends is like, you have to wrap her feet in white vinegar. I was like, oh, all right.
At that point, you're willing to try anything, so why not?
Yeah, Kathy wrote on our Facebook page, whipped egg whites for a sprained ankle. Do you eat the egg whites or do you put it on your ankle?
Right. Mysterious. Some things we'll just never know.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your home remedy?
If you cut yourself shaving or get a little nick from anything, you put spray deodorant on it.
Spray deodorant on it?
Wow.
Spray deodorant. Spray any brand onto a Q-tip and dab it on. It stops the bleeding immediately.
Wow.
Wow, that's interesting.
This weekend at the wedding I'm in, we are going to spray our feet with lidocaine. Am I saying that right? Lidocaine? Is that what you know?
Why are you doing that?
Because it's supposed to make our
feet... lidocaine for numbing.
Yeah, it's supposed to make our feet not hurt in heels. Of course, I'm wearing sneakers, so it doesn't matter. But for the bride and all the other bridesmaids.
I mean, why don't you just load up with a couple cocktails at the beginning of the party?
Well, if I don't have to feel my feet.
I mean, imagine how you'll dance. Amazing.
Anna and Raven, what's your home remedy?
I do it old school. It's the top three things. Salt, water, lemon, gargle. Vicks. Put it on your head, put it in your nose, put it on your cheeks, put it on your chest, put it on your back. Wrap yourself with paper towel so it seals it all in.
What?
And third, yes, those are the three. But Vicks saves me all the way.
I mean, Vicks is the jam. Mm-hmm. If you soak the chest in Vicks, like, you can't just do it like they say, a little bit under the nose or whatever. Like, you got to go full. Mm-hmm. And the emulsion, that's what you're talking about. If they wrap you in the paper towels like that.
Mm-hmm. And seal it in.
Well, that sounds like a lot of work. Sounds pricey, too, the paper towels. You know mom is going through a lot of paper towels if you're sick.
Why are you using paper towels and not saran wrap?
We use old scarves. Well, saran wrap will get you sweaty and sticky. If you don't want to waste paper, scarves. Take your old scarves out of the closet. Wrap it around your chest and your neck. The only thing is it's going to smell like Vicks. You're going to have to wash it a couple of times.
Yeah, it's like a cocoon.
Yes.
I want to wrap you in saran wrap and Vicks and see what happens.
Get out of here. Right? BDSM nonsense. Right. I have to be dying. I have to be in a medical coma to have no idea what was happening for that ever to take place.
I'm just waiting for one of my kids to get sick again so I could wrap them in saran wrap.
Oh, my gosh. Vicks, right?
Mommy, why?
Gimp's asleep. Well, wake him up. No thanks.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Steve and Kayla. Kayla, what's going on?
Well, you know, my husband and I have worked very hard our entire lives, and we've created a lifestyle for ourselves where we're comfortable, and we're doing well. We are visiting his family for the holidays, and I like to have nice things, and I have several nice pieces of jewelry that we've acquired over the years, and I like to wear them. And he wants me to not wear them around the family because some of them have struggled more economically. And I just think this is such a silly, ridiculous thing to ask of me. Like, I'm wearing my nice pieces. I don't feel comfortable leaving them in the house, especially over the holidays where there's a lot of theft. People know we work hard, and it's not like we robbed banks for this money. Like, we work, and this is part of the reward of it. And I just think it's so silly to say I can't wear my nice pieces over the holidays.
Steve, why? Help me explain. Why? I mean, these are your wife's jewelry. Who cares?
So I totally get that, you know, we have worked hard and these things are ours and you know, we should be able to wear them whenever we want to wear them. But I know it just makes, like, my mom feel a little bad. You know, she hasn't had a lot of success in her life. She really comes from nothing, and what she does have, she has worked extremely hard for. She's worked at the same factory for the past like 40 years, and she hasn't really moved anywhere, never really been able to afford fancy jewelry. You know, I do try and buy her stuff here and there, but she doesn't really like that kind of stuff just because it's just like a different type of lifestyle than her. And I just don't like the show-offiness of it all. You know, I come from humble beginnings, and I do really love our lifestyle right now, but
you don't want to make your family feel bad. I get it.
Yeah, I don't want to make anybody feel self-conscious or weird during the holidays. I just want everything to be smooth and happy and good. I think it's worth it.
The only thing I have to say is, I mean, it's not really what you wear, it's how you wear it, right? So if you're not pretentious and you're not looking down on people or whatever, I don't think there's anything wrong with wearing the things that you've earned. And it sounds honestly like a lot of this anxiety is for you. If your mother's expressed it to you time and time again, now that's one thing, but I mean, something said it in part one time.
There's a jealousy too, though.
Yeah, I mean, envy is one thing. But being flashy is different than, you know, these are just the things that I wear that make me feel good. And we all have things. Listen, whatever your mother has earned, as you mentioned, she's very proud of the things that she's earned. She has every right to be proud of those things as well. Whether that mountain is as large as yours or smaller than yours or whatever, I mean, to me, it shouldn't matter amongst family.
But if you think it's going to make people feel bad, what is the big deal of just not wearing a few pieces?
I mean,
I don't know. Let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Kayla. This is your jewelry that you've earned, and if you want to wear it at the holidays, like, when else are you going to wear it?
Right.
That's when you wear it, things like that. But they may see Steve's side, too, that if he feels like it's going to make his family and his siblings and his mother, like, feel inadequate, and then what's the point? It's more about family and love around the holidays than it is about wearing your diamond stud earrings.
Well, no matter what, don't leave it in the car. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Kayla's proud of her jewelry. She's worked hard. She has a lot of it, and it's big, and it's expensive. But they're going to visit her husband Steve's family for the holidays, and he's like, you know what, I know you love to wear it, I know you love to flaunt it, but I don't think you should, because, you know, my family's not exactly in the same place where we are, and it may look like we're trying to show off.
Maybe you and I were in a different conversation. I didn't get all that from that. What I got was is that they're successful, they've worked hard their whole lives too. Here's the thing, when somebody points back and looks at what somebody else has and they go, they're lucky, you don't know anything about their story. You don't actually know about any of the things that they went through. So if they worked hard, they have these items, and you're not dressed like Liberace, is it really a big deal to wear a necklace to the holiday party?
I see both sides of this, so I'm kind of torn in the middle. It's like she should be able to wear what she wants, but if it's going to hurt other people's feelings and family members, like, who cares? Leave it home.
So if it's going to hurt other people, then her feelings are not important. That's the problem I have with it.
Yeah, whose side are you on? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm on the husband's side. I'm getting the vibe that the wife is probably a little materialistic. I think she should be a little more humble. I'm on his side.
1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, whose side are you on? Steve and Kayla are going to Steve's family's house. They're traveling for the holidays. And Steve has asked Kayla one thing. Do me a favor. You know my family doesn't have a lot. Why don't we leave all your very well-deserved jewelry at home? She's got a lot of flashy pieces that she likes to rock.
It just bothers me. It bothers me asking you not to be yourself on the happiest time of the year to make somebody else feel better in a conversation that he didn't directly have with his mother. His mother didn't say to him, make sure she doesn't wear that jewelry. I mean, this is his hang-ups he's putting on his wife.
Yeah, but why you want to show up and be the flashy wife that's like showing off all these jewels? I see both sides of this. I'm having a tough time, but what do you think? It's the Couples Court. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. Because, you know, we've become a society that measure our success and worth by our material things. And the funny thing is I have a friend who got engaged, and she had this humongous ring, and 2 years later she found out it wasn't real. We stopped measuring our successes on who we are and what we do by material items. And it's hard when you have family that's struggling, you know, to want your success. That's not how we were 30 years ago.
Here's the part I don't like about this. It vilifies Kayla. Makes her seem like she's a bad guy because she's proud of the things that she's earned. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
It's hard because if she's going with really, really flashy stuff, then no, she shouldn't. But if it's just like regular, like, you know, diamond earring, like, that's fine.
Right.
I'm going to gauge her jewelry now. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I believe that you should put the feelings of the family first. It's Christmas time.
Somebody's always willing to sacrifice somebody else's feelings for the good of the group, but I wonder if they would answer the same if it was just them, right? If it was them.
But why cause drama and why cause talking behind your back if you don't have to? It seems like an easy thing for me. Leave your stuff at home.
Why'd Steve buy it for Kayla in the first place?
Yeah.
If you can only wear it at home, sitting in the living room where it doesn't bother somebody.
It's Christmas with the in-laws. Leave it at home.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Steve, our audience agreed with you. Kayla, if he feels like it's going to make his family feel bad and like they're going to talk, then why? Just leave it at home. Put it in a safe. Just, you know, you don't need to wear it all the time. You know you have it. It's all that matters.
Yes, thank you. Keep it about, you know, joy and happiness and family. We don't have to think about anything else.
Everything about this feels wrong to me, Kayla, but you know what? You didn't get the votes today. I'm sorry. I feel like dimming somebody else's light for your own benefit, your own ease of operation, isn't really a win. It's not a win. It's not a victory. That's just me.
It's just the holidays, and we're only going to be there for a couple of days, so I guess it'll be all right, but you're paying for the safe.
Okay. I mean, don't you have a safe anyway if you have that kind of stuff?
I mean, right. If you got that nice jewels, you better get a safe.
Like, where do you put it?
What's your address again?
You put it in a cardboard box.
I'll be right over.
Right. Yeah. You have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
can't beat Raven Cash jackpot up to $2,200 thanks to HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers farm-fresh pre-portioned ingredients and recipes to my door so I can enjoy holiday dinners without hours of prep and cleanup. Get 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts with code ANNA14 at HelloFresh.com/ANNA14. All right, Deirdre, you ready to play?
Yes, I'm here with my daughter, Reagan.
All right, Reagan. All right, guys, teamwork. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck.
Okay, Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Number one, MTV has announced the return of its YouTube show, Basic to Bougie. What was the first music video to ever appear on MTV?
Oh, I know this. Video Killed the Radio Star.
Number two, rapper Drake and his team asked to have his Grammy Award nomination withdrawn. What Canadian show did Drake get his start on?
Oh my goodness, I have no idea.
Number three, Google released its year-end data. Alec Baldwin was the most searched actor, Squid Game was the most searched TV show, and the most searched movie was the film that starred Scarlett Johansson. Which one was that?
Black Widow.
Number four, Forbes' list of the world's most powerful women ranked Jeff Bezos' ex-wife as number one, followed by Vice President Kamala Harris. What's Jeff Bezos' ex-wife name?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Jeff Bezos. No idea. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. And number five, Jennifer Aniston says she walked out of the Friends reunion because it became too emotional for her. She originally was asked to audition for what role in Friends?
Oh, she was supposed to be, was she supposed to be Phoebe?
All right, let me bring Raven back in. Okay.
Shoot.
Okay.
Ew.
All right, Deirdre and Reagan got 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. Not so great. $2,200 on the line. Let's see how I do.
All right, number one. MTV has announced the return of its YouTube show, Basic to Bougie. What was the first music video to ever appear on MTV?
Video Killed the Radio Star.
Yes. Number two, rapper Drake and his team asked to have his Grammy Award nomination withdrawn. What Canadian show did Drake get his start on?
Degrassi.
Yes. Number three, Google released its year-end data. Alec Baldwin was the most searched actor, Squid Game was the most searched TV show, and the most searched movie was the film that starred Scarlett Johansson. Which movie was that?
It's got to be Black Widow.
That's right. Good job, Reagan, on that one. Number four, Forbes' list of the world's most powerful women ranked Jeff Bezos' ex-wife as number one, followed by Vice President Kamala Harris. What's Jeff Bezos' ex-wife's name?
Mackenzie Scott.
Yes. And number five, Jennifer Aniston says she walked out of the Friends reunion because it came too emotional for her. She originally was asked to audition for what role in Friends?
Oh, God. I'm just going to guess Monica?
Monica's right.
Woo!
Great job, ladies, today, but he ended up beating you 5-2, okay?
Smoke show.
Okay, thank you. This is Deirdre and Reagan, and we can't save it, but happy holidays.
Oh, thank you, ladies. Hold on, we're going to get you T-shirts, okay? Hold on.
I see what they're trying to do. They're trying to disarm me by being nice. But, enjoy those shirts, girls. $2,300 tomorrow, Anna.
Yeah, good luck to you. I would love to give away that cash tomorrow.